BirdNote in partnership with Seattle Audubon. As we celebrate the third anniversary of BirdNote on KPLU, we invite you to tell us in writing about a meaningful encounter you've had with a bird, a story you think others would like to hear. Let's listen to a few samples from listeners like you. We begin with John Tubbs of Snoqualmie, Washington.
This particular story happened on a raft trip that I take every year with two friends, and this is the Deschutes River in Central Oregon. In the afternoons, it gets quite windy, and at one of the campsites we were under a couple of good-sized willow trees, and the wind was up pretty good that afternoon and blew something out of the tree onto my friend Dave's head, and he kind of brushed it off and then went to pick it up and started to scream and run around like something had bit him, and turned out that what had fallen on his head was a big chunk of dried rattlesnake skin. And so we couldn't understand how a rattlesnake would have climbed up into the tree and shed its skin there. And we found out later on the trip from a couple of river guides that that spot was called the owl spot because an owl had lived there for years and years and had obviously killed a snake. And a part of it remained behind only to blow out of the tree onto Dave's head, much to his chagrin.
Now a story from Beck Elon of Kirkland.
We were kayaking with some friends, and we were going out from Anacortes. There's a Padilla Bay. These friends were expert kayakers. We were amateur kayakers. But we were pretty good birders, and they were amateur birders. And so we were talking to them about the various birds that you can see, and then we started seeing birds, and, oh, there's an eagle, and there's a great blue heron, and there is a so-and-so duck, and there's a, you know, great blue heron, and there's a... And finally somebody said to us, after about 20 minutes of this, "What is with all the great blue hairnets?"
Send us your bird story at birdnote.org. Click on Contact Us